This is the Prince.
And this is the Princess.
Prince DJ is my brand new name. And man, I am happy to say that we are back with a brand new show.
Yay!
Yeah, the Big D Zone. And we're going to be having a very special announcement, a couple of announcements. Mm-hmm. We are going to have a very special guest in the next show. And it's our good friend of Southwave Radio, which turned 1 year old. Happy birthday to Southwave Radio. That's right.
Yay.
A home station for the Big D Zone and Be Encouraged Radio Ministry. And I want to say to Jamie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Southwave Radio, that is. But also, thank you for not only allowing us to do the show and giving us a home when we didn't do Spreaker anymore, but also thank you for allowing us to do what the Lord want us to do and assigned us to do. You have been a blessing to the ministry, and we are praying that we could stay in Southwave Radio, and may Southwave Radio have many more birthdays to come. Many more birthdays to come. And that's the reason why we're going to have Jamie on the show, because we want to talk to him about Southwave Radio and how it's been coming since 1 year. And it's hard to believe that we've been on the same time that Southwave Radio was growing. I mean, it's amazing. And I want to ask Princess, what is your thoughts of, you know, being on Southwave Radio, and what's it mean to you? And this is having a relationship with somebody that we call our friend from the other side of the pond.
Having Jamie as my friend has really been an awesome journey. And he is a really cool guy, and I love his accent. I love to hear British people talk.
Yeah.
And he's just really a cool guy. He has the greatest DJ voice. It is just so deep and so smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I could listen to him for hours on the radio just talking.
By the way, I shared the Facebook video of Jamie talking about Southwave Radio, and it should be on your Facebook page as part of the news feed, so I shared that.
Yep, already seen it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm glad to call him my friend, and hope to keep him as my friend.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time.
Amen. Amen. And like I said, Jamie has supported us. When we told him that we was going to be doing the Be Encouraged ministry, he was so supportive. And I would like to thank him, because that just goes to show God can open lots of doors and many other doors to come. And he already did with our good friend Jamie. Putting us on Sunday, because we talked about the Lord during our broadcast. And also, we could have variety shows and we could have ministries. And if the Lord wants us to do a sermon, we could accommodate the Lord in doing what he wants us to do and assigns us to do. So that's a very, very huge blessing. So, all right, I got another big, huge announcement. We are going to be going back on YouTube as well. So not only will we be doing podcasting, not only will we be doing Southwave Radio, which is the home base station of the Big D Zone, and also Be Encouraged Ministries, we're going to be going back on YouTube. And hopefully we'll be having the first video on the next program. Hopefully we could get Jamie on there, as well as the Princess, hopefully. And And then we'll definitely be able to get me and my beautiful princess, the co-star of the program, of the broadcast, on the video as well, because it's time. It is definitely time. Now, we do have an upcoming project, but I want to surprise you, because I don't want to get it out before it's done. But all I can tell you, we're going to have a big meeting about it next week. And it's going to be very, very huge. Huge. And we're excited. So, when everything is finalized and everything is done, see, the Lord already told us that it's okay to do it, but you're just going to have to wait till the next show or the next ministry to find out. We're going to make you wait. We're going to make you wait for the big announcement. So, but this is very, very huge. And I hear that you have to do a lot of catchphrases. Not catchphrases, but a lot of teasers to get people to listen to the show. This will really get people to listen to the show and wondering, what projects or what ministry or what things are they going to do for the show next? What are they going to do? You'll have to listen to the podcast, or you have to listen to us on Southwave Radio, Sundays, UK, 4 p.m. time, to find out. Now, the neat thing about podcasts or videos is that you can listen to them and watch them anytime you want. That's the neat thing about it. So, are you excited about this surprise, Princess, that we're going to release to them pretty soon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. We're really gonna hit them with this surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, just as you know it, a train would come when we're doing a show. Wow. There's a little sound of that effect there for you.
Hey.
Wow.
They probably don't get to hear that where they're at.
Yeah. Just the time as we was starting the show, and then the train is almost like we're leaving, but we're not. But no, we're not leaving. It's just the train come by at different times. It used to come every time, like, right on the knot, right after Wheel of Fortune goes off, but now it comes at various different times. So.
That's a train for you.
Yeah. Looks like, well, instead of our ship comes in, looks like our train has come in.
No, it's going out.
Not, yeah, going out. There you go. Oh, my land. But I am going to be starting to keep announcing another way that you can reach the Big D Zone. And you can reach the Big D Zone by phone. I mean, you can hear the Big D Zone by phone. That's another way of reaching. But you can hear the Big D Zone by telephone in case you don't have an internet connection and it goes off right at the wrong time, or your computer freezes up and you want to hear the Big D Zone and you'll be like, oh no, 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 how am I going to hear the Big D Zone? Or how am I going to get an encouraging word from the Lord from the Encourager Ministries? No worries, right, Princess? There's another way. Now, I'm going to give you two numbers, and I'll repeat this at the end of the broadcast. The numbers are 1-712-775-8227. That's 1-712-775-8227. And 1-231-460-1055. That's 1-231-460-1055. And there you go. Well, I was looking for stories that we could talk about and discuss here on the show. And so far, everything has been Trump this and Trump that. Fighting with Trump or Trump thinking to lead the party if he don't get his way, and wham, 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 and all over the place. And that's all we've been hearing and reading about. So the only story that I could find out, I still am supposed to warn people about the Golden Calf, but that's going to be later on in the broadcast. But I have one story, and the rant that I did last time when I was doing the rant, it was about the St. Louis moving to L.A. Well, now St. Louis and the Dome Stadium in St. Louis is getting a new name. Now that the Rams are gone, since 2002, the financial firm Edward Jones have owned the naming rights. But as of Friday, the Edward Jones Dome is being renamed the Dome at America Center. The NFL in January agreed to allow the Rams to move to L.A. Boo! Edward Jones canceled its naming rights contract a month later. The firm paid over more than $32 million over 14 years for the naming rights. The Dome is part of the America Center Convention Center. $32 million for just the name alone. Whew, wow. I mean, that is really something. And I'm glad, I'm kind of glad that the stadium finally has a new name. Now, probably, it could have another outlet for somebody else to come in, and maybe it could still be used for shows or wrestling or music or Christian events. And, you know, maybe something better could come along with that. Now, who knows? What do you think about it, Princess?
I never can tell.
Yeah. And, so, yeah, I couldn't find really any good stories to talk about. I mean, rather this week is a slow week, being, you know, the changeover from March Madness and then the April 1st, and then everybody talk a lot about April Fool's Day, when people always joke around and they always do the catchphrase, "April Fool's." We was joked too. When I was reading a news on Facebook, I get a caption that says, "Breaking news, Hillary Clinton finally arrested." And I was so excited about to tell my wife that, honey, they finally arrested Hillary Clinton. And so I was going to read you the story later, and I scrolled down so that I thought that everything was legit, and then guess what the words were.
Fools.
That's right. Ah! Ah! I was so hoping that at least even Bernie Sanders would only be the only Democrat candidate on the election. Ah! Oh, man. Wow. But,
Nice.
Yeah, they were saying that they finally arrested Hillary on charges because they was trying to get everything with the emails and the Benghazi scandal. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to give you time to talk about Hillary Clinton, and I don't know if you are prepared to talk about it now or another program, but the Lord had told us to allow you to do so.
I've been so busy dealing with you.
Exactly.
And your issues. The time to bone up on everything.
That's okay.
I mean, I do know.
That's okay. We could.
Part of it.
You know part of it?
I know part of it. I know she's getting millions of dollars for her campaigns by promises, just like the Golden Calf. And then they've got a bunch of really heavy-duty emails that she had from her own server and email server and that she had hidden that have come to light finally.
Finally.
Uh-huh. And she's bad.
Even this was back at the time during she was Secretary of State, correct?
Yeah, that's where the tapes are from.
Wow.
And part of Benghazi was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
And those four people should not have been killed.
No.
And she should have been on up on it, and she should not have let it happen. But you know, you can't trust the Clinton.
I don't remember. I don't know if you could, but you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong or not. But didn't they was supposed to be waiting for more security troops to come into the U.S. embassy in Benghazi, and they never had it because of the delay that Clinton had caused.
It was something she had caused the problem. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As far as waiting for extra help,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that was the problem.
Mm.
She just more or less. Turned her head and stuck her nose in the air about Benghazi.
Oh.
I mean, she didn't think it was no big deal. She just, I mean, she was just like so inconsiderate and cold. And I saw her when they were talking to her in front of the committee that was investigating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw her, you know, them when they were questioning her, and it was like, she was just like really aloof and just like, well, you know, what can I do about it? It was just, you know, just happened. And you know darn well she knew.
And the whole famous, what difference at this point does it make?
What difference does it make? And she's still saying that.
They still play the sign bite sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But they're, I don't know. They keep talking like they're going to eventually do a trial on her. Yeah, right. If she becomes president, then what are they going to do?
Yeah.
I'd impeach her first. Then I'd throw her rear in the brig and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got quite a few backers. And whatever you do, people, please, you Democrats out there, and any Republicans, women especially, please don't vote for that woman. She is a cold, cold-hearted woman, and she does not need to be president. If she could get people killed in Benghazi like she did, imagine having her as the president
of
the United States. We'd be in deep, deep, deep trouble.
Wow.
She's on my hit list of not voting for her. So whatever you do, don't vote for her. And then like I said, there's all those emails.
Mm-hmm.
All those emails that she had. And I mean, it has a lot of top secret information that was supposed to be kept classified. Top secret and classified, mm-hmm. and was not. She didn't keep it the way it was supposed to be done. And I really think she belongs in a jail.
Yes.
For a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the murder of those four people in Benghazi.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
she might need to be in solitary confinement when they know that it's her.
Oh, well, yeah. A lot of times that's what they have to do, is put her in solitary.
Yeah.
I just put her in solitary, period. Because she's crazy as a loon.
Mm-hmm.
And...
especially for still being with Bill Clinton for so long.
Oh, him and his womanizing ways. And he had sex with Monica Lewinsky.
When he claims it,
and when he was president, yeah, and he had sex with her right there,
mm-hmm.
at his desk in the Oval Office.
And then he claimed,
I did not have sex with that woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but they found proof, because luckily Monica was smart enough to keep the dress that he did it with her in. And it had his DNA all over it. So, people, we don't want Clinton in there again.
No. Mm-mm.
We do not want Clinton, especially have him in there as, what are they going to call him, first lady or first lady? Are they going to call him first lady?
I don't know.
Well, she's supposed to be commander-in-chief. Is he supposed to change his gender and become first lady? Or are they going to call him the first man of the White House. And they're going to call her sir? Sir? Oh, man. Or are they going to call him madam president?
Well, in Air Force One, they did have a madam president.
I don't care about Air Force One. That was a fictitious movie.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I'm talking about the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she might be a madam, but I don't think they should make her president.
And what is wrong with the people in these contests actually voting for her instead of voting for Bernie Sanders? I mean, and they know about the emails, and they know about the scandals, and then they...
with all the money she's got, and Bill in the background,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt if they were lining pockets. Just like the golden calf is.
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's promising positions in the White House to ones who will back him.
Yes, because he already got...
and support him.
He's already got
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, and he already got Chris Christie. So...
and there's so many else, too.
Yeah, so many others.
He tried to get Marco Rubio, but...
he went to the right side.
No. That's right.
And Marco Rubio told people to vote for Ted Cruz.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Trump, I mean, that man is so fixated on himself, it's disgusting.
Oh, my land, and the attacks on and everything, and now it just went down to attacking Ted Cruz's wife, and Trump claimed that Ted Cruz attacked his wife. That was a claim, I mean, it's all Trump's, all, I mean, everywhere you go, it's like Trump this, Trump, it's Trumpism. This is the new phrase, Trumpism.
And I sure wouldn't want my child watching him give a State of the Union address.
Oh, no.
Because Mm-mm. Not every other word is a swear word.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine Trump standing up there in the Capitol after the Speaker of the House, and then next thing you know, beep, the beep, the beep, the beep, the beep, beep, beep. I couldn't even watch it. The State of the Union.
Not very good.
No.
And they'd have to send their kids to bed early.
Mm-hmm. There's some nerve, and then there's violence wrapped up in the rallies, and then a manager is going to be charged with a simple assault at a reporter in a rally in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Hey, and what is he saving those bangs for? Locks of love?
I don't know, princess. I don't know.
Well, he's just letting them grow, and he keeps brushing them back. Pretty soon they'll be long enough he can donate them to Locks of Love.
He should. That would be a charity that he should give to. He should.
Yeah, but I feel sorry for the kid that had to wear his hair as a wig.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Because there's no pigmentation in it. He's white in it.
Oh, wow.
That little bit of red is probably that stuff that you squirt on and it stays in. And it stays in until you wash it out the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. I took a poll, Princess, earlier when we was out and about. And it was like, you know, rate your thoughts on Trump being president. And I'm giving them bad marks. And I'm telling them that I'm voting for Ted Cruz for get the nomination. And I'm telling them to get Cruz for he should actually win against Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one question is, do you think Donald Trump should be qualified as president? I put a straight out flat no. No. And I'm on the minority. Everybody else think he is. I'm in the minority.
Land.
What?
Oh, my land.
Then there was another question. Do you support Trump's issues in immigration? And the question was, yes, I support it. No, I don't support it. Or yes, I support some, but I don't. But I'm not. I agree with some. But I don't support his opposition or his immigration. And I put, no, I don't support any of them. Because he's always changing things around. He just did it with the abortion issue. He just changed things around. Like he did whether he's going to stay loyal to the Republican Party when he just had a meeting with them. Probably money changed hands at that meeting. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they did not accept the money. I don't know. He just happened to say it today. It was a new news report that said Trump is thinking possibly again about a third party term if he don't get treated the right way.
Aww.
Wham, wham, wham.
Did you know that all these years he's been supporting the Democratic side?
Yes!
All these years, he's been supporting the Democratic side,
mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he's a turncoat and goes to the other side. Makes you wonder.
Yeah. It's more likely Bernie Sanders should have become a Republican and then run Republican. I mean, oh my land, it is ridiculous.
I think you'd have better luck with Bernie Sanders than Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's always flip-flopping. Trump is flip-flopping.
He talks out of both sides of his mouth.
Yeah. He's always full-fledged for Planned Parenthood.
Mm-mm.
Unfortunately. Another thing, and this is going to be Minneapolis. He's all, no matter if it's a holiday or not a holiday, he's always on the news. He's always on.
Make sure he gets himself out there.
Yeah, and then he's knocking everybody else that's running out so they won't talk about him. That's why none of the other candidates are getting their fair shake, and they're not getting the numbers needed so they could defeat Trump.
He's all that hot air that he's full of hot air.
Yeah, just like the enemy.
Yeah.
Has been doing for the past couple of weeks.
Wait,
on end.
Which enemy? Obama or the devil?
Oh. Well, I was talking about the devil, but then again.
What do you think Obama is?
Oh my land. I think we that maybe they maybe one of those conservative radio shows can invite us on. We're welcome to come on. We want to come on. Oh my land. But yeah. That was pretty good, Princess. I like that.
Thank you.
But anyway, I don't think Trump has no chance in defeating Hillary Clinton. Ted Cruz had the best chance. Mm-hmm. He's beaten Trump time and time and time again. He's trusted. He's confident. And he is a conservative all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I can say is, we want Ted Cruz. He's the one. Trusted, confident, taking charge to get our country back on our feet. We want Ted Cruz. He's the one. Trusted, confident, taking charge to get our country back on our feet. That's what we really need.
Yeah.
Not no Donald Trump. And the thing, he used the slogan, what is it? Getting America great again. Oh, my land. With all the curse words and the violence and the... that you think that's getting America great again?
And the anger and his anger towards women?
He already attacked another candidate's wife, so you know he don't like women. I mean, come on, people! Hey, what is wrong?
He attacked beautiful Megan Fox.
Yeah. And we'll both say it. Megan Fox, Megan Fox, Megan Fox. Megyn Kelly, Megyn Kelly, Megyn Kelly. And my princess, my princess, my princess, my princess, my princess, my princess.
Oh,
that's it.
Maybe we should go run the country.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll have to do it from Springfield.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to have this at the White House. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that hosts a conservative radio talk show, you can have us on. We'll talk about why it's not good for vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. We're not afraid. We'll speak. My email address is DESHONPORTER1@gmail.com or thebigdzone1@gmail.com. Facebook, Deshaun Porter, that's the Facebook right there. We're working on getting Facebook for the ministry, and the show has got a lot mm-hmm. going on.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, the big project that we got going on. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a surprise. But other than that, Wisconsin has a way to make the right choice. Wisconsin.
Is that who voted?
That's going to vote, I think, this week.
Vote this weekend, or?
This week. I think North Dakota is the one that's voting tomorrow, I believe. North Dakota. But North Dakota, please. Please vote right. Please vote Ted Cruz, not Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump. Because you've seen what he's all about. I don't know. Or is he buying your vote? Is he promising you money, something that he cannot give you or will never give you?
He's promising a lot of things to people that he plans on not coming and going through with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. About this building this wall. Ted Cruz already started the process of legislating building the wall, but mm-hmm. there are people that shut it down. Ted Cruz is already starting on it. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is talking about the name. They like Donald Trump over Ted Cruz, who's already been doing it. That's just sad.
Stupidity.
It is.
It's stupidity.
Wow, we're sounding like a conservative show.
Hey, I'm a conservative and I'm proud of it.
Fox News, are you listening? What are those conservative radio? Are we listening? We want to come on.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. But anyway. What else? We have seen a lot of good Christian movies. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna talk a lot about during the campaign season because we have to warn people not to vote. Wisconsin, Ted Cruz. Wisconsin, Ted Cruz.
Vote Ted Cruz.
Wisconsin, Ted
vote
Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
There you go. There's your
vote Ted Cruz.
There's your subliminal message for you.
Vote Ted Cruz. Not Donald Trump, the get past wind. I'm sorry. Ever since Jamie told me what the word is in England for passing wind is Trump, I call Donald Trump. Donald Trump pass wind.
Oh my word! And we both lost. We all lost it.
I know, that was so funny. I'm so glad Jamie told me that.
They do. I hope they ban him from going to the UK.
Jamie or Trump?
No, Trump, because they were supposed to have a, were supposed to have a,
Yes, I would say ban Trump from coming there.
Yeah.
Because, he couldn't pass a test in congeniality if he tried.
Yeah.
Oh my land! He would make. You know what? He'd make them. He'd make a lot of British people very angry.
Yeah, he already making us angry.
I think he'd make them angry enough. They'd want to storm his.
I still don't understand Illinois. Out of the midst of the violence that they had for canceling his,
bet you he paid him to do that.
Even after all that?
Yeah, I bet he paid him to do that.
Wow.
But I think he would do nothing but insult the British people if he went over there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let him in my country if I were them.
You know what? I would vote and I would agree.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? Hey, maybe if Donald Trump pass wind gets the presidency, let's move to England.
Yeah, there you go. We get to see Jamie and we get to work at Southwave Radio all the time and all like that. And hey, at least we'll have a friend.
Mm-hmm. We know one person there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Junior Turner.
There you go, Junior Turner. And,
Adele.
He's doing good there. Adele?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Adele's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
Three people.
Mm-hmm.
And David Snape.
David Snape, who was on Miss Cloud, and he had his last show, and he only stayed there for... He went to Miss Cloud, another radio service called Miss Cloud.
What are you going to do a thing like that?
I know, and the fact that Southwave Radio has become a year old, mm-hmm. and then he leaves like that. Come on.
I don't leave Southwave.
No, me neither. No matter how many stations we expand to.
Yeah.
I mean, Southwave will be the home base. The home base radio station, Sundays at 4 p.m. UK time, right here. Podcast anytime, soon, YouTube. I mean, but it all begins at Southwave Radio and Jamie Dyer, our friend in the UK.
Hey.
Jamie, can you move here and become president, please? Please? Can you come here and move to be president?
We want you as president, Jamie. We think you'd make a good one.
Yeah, because you already know how to run a company. You know how to run a radio station. I mean, certainly anybody who knows how to run a radio station.
They can run a country.
Yeah. Please.
Especially us.
Please, please come in and we need someone other than Donald Trump. We don't need a billionaire.
Well, and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, for that matter. Oh, my land. But well, I mean, we have been seeing so many good Christian movies.
Surrendered.
Yeah, Surrendered.
Mercy Rule.
Mercy Rule. We're going to...
Then there's Miracle from Heaven that's coming on at the theater. And The War Room that was just on not too long back.
Yeah.
And let's see. We also saw another one. Let's see. What was
Last Ounce of Courage. We saw that.
Huh?
Last Ounce of Courage about a mayor was trying to take back a town from being too secular.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they fired him from being mayor because he wouldn't conform to their ways.
Yeah.
And he wanted to still keep Christ and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're getting ready to watch some more good movies to pass along to everybody.
Yeah. We want to talk about Mercy Rule. We got to watch it again one day. But, we want to watch it and then give our review because it was really good. I mean, oh my land, the storyline is awesome. I mean,
Kirk Cameron is good.
Oh my land, he is, and he's a Christian.
Yes, and he makes some good movies.
Yes.
Good, clean movies.
That's right. Hey, I think we are considered a talk show conservative, are we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we
don't go. We don't lean towards the liberals at all.
No, but we are for people and understand people that must have food stamps, like people like us who can't afford it. But they saying people that make too much and they cut people food stamps and everything. But we are for people that are not able to work. But for people who are able to work and does get food stamp, at least work so that you could be able to keep your food stamp because. You know, you got a lot of bills to pay, and, you know, sometimes food is going up.
Food is just getting higher and higher by the day.
There is even a vanilla bean shortage, and that's going to make different things with vanilla goes up.
Hmm.
Oh, my land. And it's just ridiculous. So please, if you're able-bodied and have food stamps, they already start cutting benefits in other states like Missouri was today, and you told
Arkansas was last month,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting ridiculous. It's getting worse, people.
And it's going to go all over the United States.
Yes. So if you're able-bodied, please try to find a job. I know it's hard, but...
Jobs are hard to find.
Persevere.
Yeah.
Never quit. And if you're somebody that's not able, you know, try to fight to keep a food stamp. Try to fight.
Yeah.
Because we know how hard it is, and we lost our food stamp.
Yeah.
And
our Medicaid.
Medicaid. We had to go through a spend down. And it's hard.
Our spend down cost us half of one of our checks.
Yeah.
$350.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Obamacare is a complete failure. Failure.
It's a farce.
The doctor...
What's the matter? It's a farce. I didn't say anything else. I said farce.
Oh.
What did you think I said?
I thought you called it a Trump.
No, I said it's a farce.
Oh. But I was trying to say, but some of the doctors are not getting adequate care.
They're getting terrible care.
They're horrible.
They're good people anymore.
they're not paying for prescriptions anymore. I mean, it's Obamacare is a complete failure. A complete disaster. They promised us health care the same thing that the Congress and the Senate pay. This is not it.
This is not insurance. It. That's not the insurance they get. They get better insurance.
Yeah. Oh, my land. I mean, this is it's a monstrosity failure. Unfortunately, we had to be the recipients of that failure. And when we go into the hospital, and Cox Health is the best hospital there is, yet they're telling doctors to, you know, not to care for the patients. And Cox Health is even better than the other hospital.
Get them in, get them out. Get them in, get them out.
Yeah.
And not even give them the tests they need to find the truth out about what's wrong with them.
Yeah. I mean, this is healthcare at its worst. It is tearing the country at its seams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not no Rush Limbaugh or what's that other guy's name, but still, it's ridiculous. So.
What is the guy? Are you talking about Imus?
No, not Imus. There's another one. Mark Levin.
Oh.
Mark Levin. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Mark Levin. Mark Levin?
Yeah.
He's another conservative talk show host that broadcasts around the country.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't seen Don Imus conservative, but he kind of talked both
Imus
ways.
Imus just has a really bad mouth.
Yeah, he does.
He's like another Trump.
Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, that's why I don't even listen to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I was forced to down south, but now that I'm here, I don't have to be subject to it.
There was also a while that Rush Limbaugh was addicted to cocaine, too.
Yep. That's true.
So.
But you know what? One thing that shocked us is that Rush Limbaugh said that Ted Cruz was the conservative that can be. And yes, that could vote for and that could beat Hillary Clinton. I was ready to faint. I was like, whoa, whoa, what?
Yeah.
What? Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he should call Rush up and ask him, Rush, can you repeat that?
But yeah.
I don't think I heard right.
Yeah, what?
I think the hearing aid was turned off.
It was a complete shock. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was going to go for Trump. I thought,
no,
I really did.
I don't think Limbaugh likes Trump.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. But I think a lot of other conservative talk radio don't like him. Now, there was one radio talk show host that we do like, and he's on Hakey's Hotline all the time. He's talk about what's going on. And,
Trey Ware?
Yeah, Trey Ware.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He is also very good. And yes, he sounds not too rough. He sounds really nice. He sounds like he don't get mad at callers and stuff like that. Like, one radio show host that I'm glad that I never had to call or talk to again. And I think I played it on the show, and I wish I still had the tape so that I could have played it here. He said Medicaid is not insurance.
It is an insurance. It's a welfare insurance.
And I tried to tell him that, and he said, Medicaid is not insurance. It is not insurance. Deshaun. He wouldn't let me get it. Word is why I done it.
Yeah, that's the way they are.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't listen to them if they paid me $1 million.
No.
I said, you could keep your $1 million. Wow. Wow, he sounded like a conservative talk show host.
Yeah, you could change it from a variety show to a conservative talk show.
I mean, we're trying to keep it a variety show, but, I mean, during this election thing, and yeah, if there's no stories, there's got to be more stories to come up, because this week has been slow.
It's kind of hard to have a have a variety show on election year, because the main thing in the news is the candidates.
Yep. Or the weather.
What happened at the debates.
Mm-hmm.
And how many delegates one's got over the other.
Yeah.
And that's basically your news all the time, except for all the killing with ISIS and the Taliban and all.
And what happened to Brussels?
Well, that was
ISIS. Yeah, Brussels was ISIS, yes.
Yeah, that was ISIS.
And now this week is just the weather, strange weather, storms, and
a lot of storms. We lucked out. We didn't get any tornadoes.
Yes, we were protected by the Lord.
Yes, and we just got a lot of thunder and lightning and heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, everybody east of us sure got them tornadoes.
Yep.
Mississippi got one or two, and then but they just got worse the farther east they went, because it was warmer, you know, as it got farther east, the warmer it got, you know, which caused them storms to really blow up and get really strong.
Oh, yeah.
So, I feel for the ones out there.
I know, I'm glad I'm not down there either.
Well, I didn't say down there, I said out there.
Out there, oh yeah.
The east coast.
Somewhere out there. Well, at least it would be a funny, very funny variety show or conservative show or whatever.
That's a variety conservative.
Hey, that's good. Princess, I like that. I like that. Variety conservative. I like that.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do. Now, what are you going to pay me for?
Oh, I can figure out some way.
Yeah, family show. I know. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
That's what husbands and wives do.
Yeah.
Your wife gets an itch on her back, you scratch it. And then when you get one, you say, honey, I need a scratch.
Oh,
scratch over here, honey.
Mm-hmm.
On the back, on the shoulder blade.
Yeah.
She's sitting there reading her book and doing her thing. I've seen movies like that where. Oh.
Wow. I bet you Fox would love us.
I don't know. Why are they liberal?
Well, maybe Newsmax or something. Somebody like that.
Said Fox was supposed to be conservative.
Yeah, it
was supposed to. They sure don't like it.
But they turned into all Trump channel.
Trump channel, did you say?
Yeah, it seemed to turn to all Trump channel.
No, I said, did you say all Trump channel?
No, I hope I didn't.
Well, that's what I said. You won't say it, I will.
Go ahead.
An old Chump channel.
There you go. Oh,
wow. I got a program on that channel that you wouldn't catch me watching. If you held fire to the bottom of my feet.
There you go. Well, I want to tell everybody that we do have a very first sermon on the show. Not on the show, but on the ministry. The encouraging ministry that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. And that is a relationship with the Father.
Yes.
Relationship with the Father. Now, so many Christians are missing out. Uh-oh. Yeah, I thought it stopped her. But, that was scary. So many people are missing out on the relationship. You know that God could talk to you in different ways. You know, he could talk to you just like me and the princess is having a conversation with you just now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We sure can.
But you got to listen to the audible voice of God. You got to listen to it. And, you know, you may have to have an interpreter, and some people have to get the tongue, and you may need help from somebody, but somebody has to be receptive and not be a doubter like so many people are within, you know, Christians ourselves. But not, we're not doubters, we're receivers.
Yes.
And we're receptive to him.
Yes, we are.
And you know, it brings me back to yesterday when we met a nice, wonderful Christian nurse yesterday at the hospital.
Yeah, he was very nice.
He was very receptive, listening to everything that we had to say, listened to our every concern. Even she had a joke or two. It was real funny. I wish it would remember.
He was very, very concerned and was very... very helpful.
Yes. And it was just awesome. And believe me, you want to have visitations or you want to have devotions with the Father every day. Yes. Because you'll get stronger if you're single. And if you're married and you do the devotions together like we have, oh my land, your marriages will get so much stronger.
It just really, it really does it. It strengthens your marriage and big things that you thought were so big are just our little grains of salt or sand compared to what, you know, once you start having devotionals together with the Father.
Yeah.
Things don't seem so bad after all.
And even if you do get attacked, he will help you, you know, to go back to a person and apologize. Because sometimes the enemy uses Christians against another Christian.
Yes.
And I had that happen, unfortunately. But I really want to be used by the Lord. I must confess on air, and I will say it because it's the truth. The devil do uses me to hurt another people, but I turn and repent and return and repent to my wife and tell her that I apologize and I know who the attack was from. And we pray and, you know, the Lord help us out.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say the enemy uses other Christians because he do.
And he uses family who say they're Christians. Mm-hmm. He uses them to hurt their own family.
Yeah.
Just like we had done to us.
Mm-hmm.
She was downright cruel. And refused to admit her wrong, that she was wrong.
Yeah. And yet, it's like there was a confusing email when I sent her the first Easter Be Encouraged that we did. And sorry, was there part 2, but the part 1 and part 2, but the enemy did attack us during the recording of that wonderful ministry that the Lord has given to us.
Mm-hmm.
But she said it was a good job, and I was like, after she said all of that about. What if we like Jesse the Planet, who's a real comical preacher, and she said that we're not supposed to listen to that type of preaching because the Bible says so. But hey,
not where the Bible says you can't listen to a preacher who likes to tell a joke once in a while.
Yeah.
Or have laughter in his sermon.
Yeah.
And make others laugh and make them feel good.
So we're supposed to be bored, put to sleep
every
Sunday.
By a very dry, monotone, don't want to go back and hear him again.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher who's just tickles your ears, basically.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even feed you. You go away. You go away spiritually hungry.
Oh, hungry. Man.
I mean, he doesn't even feed the spirit. And I don't like that kind of, I don't like that kind of preacher.
No.
And I ain't going to go to no church where the preacher just stands up there and talks like this and doesn't talk with any emotion in his voice, and he just kind of tickles the ears and tells you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But he don't put too much zeal and
excitement
and excitement in behind it. It just goes on like this. Da 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 da. And the music is as flat as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Even their music is, there ain't even any enthusiasm in the way they sing their songs out of the hymnals. I'm sorry, I do not like that kind of a church.
Mm-mm.
I am not a Baptist. I am not a Baptist. Sorry. I'm non-denominational or
there
apostolic,
you go.
Whichever you want to call it.
There you go, same here.
Or Assemblies of God, they're all basically in the same type of group.
Where we believe in having great visitation with the Father, even in the midst of a great service already.
And great camaraderie with your fellow worshipers and who love the Lord, and they love hearing a good, hearty sermon that feeds your soul, makes you feel like you've been with the Father and back, and I don't know, it's you couldn't get a better place to go for a good, wonderful worship with same like thinking people.
Oh yeah.
Who love worshiping the Lord and hearing from him and talking and visiting with him.
And you can't do that. You can have a true relationship with the Lord today.
But you have to repent first.
That's right. And even as Christians, when we do wrong, we had to repent first. I had to do it last night. I had to repent my wrongs, not only to two wonderful people. And I did it because I'm not afraid to do it. Because I am someone who loves the Lord and someone who loves my wife.
See, you have to be a willing vessel.
Yes.
To admit that you failed or you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're unlike the person that attacked us last week.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks she does no wrong. And she holds grudges. And she thinks she's right and everybody else is wrong.
Yeah. It's mind-boggling. You're someone who's a Christian who ready to say when they've done wrong and not afraid to openly admit it and then come back and turn around to two people and say, I'm sorry. But then somebody else and saying, I don't have to do that.
I'm not apologizing to you.
Yeah.
This conversation is over.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Exactly.
And
wow. But if you're supposed to love somebody, you're supposed to at least apologize to somebody and apologize to the Lord because you hurt him and the other person. And you have to show remorse for it The Father will forgive you. He will forgive you. He did me a lot of times.
He forgives us. And he's so wonderful.
Yes.
And he has a sense of humor.
He sure do.
He has a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes.
He's so awesome. You can't. Oh my. What's your miss? No. I gotta be careful. Come into your sermon.
No, that's okay. I know I'm way over time, and maybe Jamie could get a two-part or something like, but that's okay.
What I was going to say would take him into something you're going to say in your sermon.
That's okay. That's okay. Maybe they might need a preview. I don't know.
I don't see how anybody, especially a Christian, can live without having a true relationship with the Lord.
Yes, exactly.
And how can they go every day without actually getting to talk with him and be with him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it.
I don't know. I don't how either.
They can do that. How they can go without his love and his care and his... It's just... I just can't express it in words. It's too high.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot attain into it.
Mm-mm. It's like the doctor. When you go to the doctor and, you know, the doctor shuts you down and you're not having a relationship with the doctor. And, you know, but when the doctor listened to you and you do have the relationship with the doctor, well, that's what, like, having a relationship with the Lord is. Well, maybe they might need to hear that in the sermon again. But we are doing what the Lord told us to do, and yes. We're talking about the Lord. And
but, you know, that's supposed to be the other sermon.
I know.
You better hold off.
Yeah, let me hold off.
You don't want
to spill the beans. Exactly. It's just getting so excited, though. That's all. I mean, it's fun talking about the Lord. It's fun talking about the Father.
It's not slow wonderful. And. It's awesome.
Yeah.
He's so merciful and kind and so full of love and grace and He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but he also is like, he's also like your best, the best friend, you could ever have in your entire life.
Yes, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Who loves you so much that he even laid down his life for you.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
And this brings me to thank you, Princess, because that's a great transition. And that helps a lot because the Father wants us to do invitational prayers now. Not only during the variety show, where we get, you know, do what we do during the variety show, do like we just did, but also talk about him. And to bring others into
the fold.
Yes, there you go. Yes. So, you know, John 3:16, it just said it best. It's a simple verse. That for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. He loves you. And he wants to have a relationship with you, not a religion. And I will tell this again during the sermon. So, if you want to pray this prayer, if you are a first-time believer, and someone who backslid and want to come back, please, You don't want to go to hell.
No.
You don't want to go there.
No.
You do want to go to heaven. We had talked about it before, but we'll continue to talk about it again. I'm going to talk about it during the ministry again, because it's very important. So, please, say this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have failed you. I have sinned against you and only you. Would you please forgive me? Would you forgive the wrong that I did against myself or a loved one? Would you come into my heart? Would you fix me? Would you make my life brand new? I do not want to go to hell and suffer eternal burning and suffer an eternal torment. I don't want to suffer. I want to be with you, Lord. I want to go to heaven. Lord, adopt me into your family. Make me your child, your willing vessel, your willing servant, and I will serve you. I will read to you or have someone read the Bible to me. I will have someone teach me the scriptures. And I will only serve you and not the devil. Shield my mind and shield my tongue from any wrong thing that the enemy might have me to say or do. Help me along my journey. And welcome me back. I have backslidden. I've returned to you. The world is no good. The devil is no good. Have me again, Father. I don't want to fail no more. I want to please only you. Welcome me back into your family. Welcome me into your family. And I praise your name. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Wow. I know the Lord got into the prayer because he wanted people to get saved, because it's serious business. And I know this ambulance is coming through because there's always something happening, ladies and gentlemen. Fire truck, yes. And there's always something happening here.
It's very active.
Yeah. So, Princess, I want to thank you for being a wonderful co-star.
Thank you.
Huh? You always know what to bring to the show. You always bring laughter, and you always know what to say. And even when you think you don't know what to say, the Lord helps you.
Yes, he does.
The Father helps you.
He sure does.
And I know I compliment you off the air, but I want to compliment you on the air. You are so wonderful. You're my strawberry princess. And Donald Trump, if you ever think of attacking my wife, I'm going to attack you. And I'm going to say, vote Ted Cruz! Leave my wife alone, and I'm voting for Ted Cruz!
Amen.
So.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. And, well, I guess we could call ourselves a variety cover this show.
There you go.
Well, it is a Christian show too. So, hey, we're on a Sunday, and podcasting and video pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, well, what can I say? I'm going to give you the two phone numbers that you can listen to. First of all, you could also listen to us on TuneIn Radio. Just go to the Big D Zone, Stitcher. You could also listen to us of course, on the home station of the Big D Zone Southwave Radio. And also on these phone numbers right now that I'm going to give to you. If you are out of the internet or somebody that wants to listen to the show and they don't like the internet for some reason. But you can still listen. The number is 1-712-775-8227. That's 1-712-775-8227. And 1-231-460-1055. That's 1-231-460-1055. And we are looking for sponsors for the show. So anybody could help out with expenses related to the show and the podcast and anything. We have a sponsor page now, and AdvertiseCast was the one that gave us the advertising page that we could have the sponsor spots. We will read your commercials, and we'll do recorded live recorded read that will be on the podcast. So we're looking for sponsorship, and we will have a link, and I will give it an email, and I'll give it on a Facebook page very soon. There's a lot of changes that needed to be made and stuff like that. We've just been so busy. But now we're just doing things here in Big D Country.
That's right.
And also, the main thing, we're doing it for the Lord and we're doing it with each other.
That's right.
The hottest couple in radio.
Amen.
Yeah. We're the first on-air couple in the history of radio. Why hasn't anybody ever picked up on that? Come on.
Are they blind and deaf?
I don't know. Why didn't the media ever pick up on this? Come on. Hello? AP, where are you? Hello? MediaCom or whatever? Where are you? I'm giving Jamie and the people, we can the people a lot of good information, a lot of stuff, and we warn people about the golden calf as our one of our main objectives, and you're warning people about Hillary and all this good stuff, and wow, and I know you get more prepared.
Yes.
Because the Lord told us to.
Yes.
And we're gonna do it.
Amen.
We just love doing that, and I just love the way you do that. So, are you ready to make the atheist angry, my dearest darling?
I'm always ready for that.
There is a God.
Amen.
And
there is a God, for sure.
Amen. And he could talk to us just like anybody else. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, doubters, there is a God. In God, we trust. I'm going to let Princess close out the Big D show, the Big D Zone, and I'm Princess, and oops. Oh!
A great blooper.
Oh, did I just did that?
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you did.
Oh. And I'm going to pull off a Steve Harvey. Ladies and gentlemen, that was my mistake. It's right here in the cue card. I am Prince DJ. It's right in the cue card. I'm sorry. That is my mistake. Oh, my land.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, wow. I think I should have just... You know, I think we should record the bloopers so the small one people could have it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll record it.
That's
Good. I'm going to record it for it, though, because it was too good. Okay, we'll do that after this yell. Wow. Okay, let's try this again. So I'm going to let the princess close out the show. This is Prince DJ.
And this is the Princess Strawberry. And we are the Big D Zone on Southwave Radio. And we